Here's a shocking number. 65% of the U.S. prison population is addicted to drugs or alcohol, and only a fraction receive treatment in custody. A few jails and prisons have turned to medications like methadone or Suboxone to treat prisoners addicted to opioids. But those drugs come with challenges of their own. That's why some prison drug programs are trying something different, as Here and Now's Dean Russell reports.
It's just past noon at Barnstable County Correctional Facility in southeastern Massachusetts. Roll call.
11, 12, 13, 14, 15. With 30 on deck, all present and accounted for, sir.
Each inmate appears from his cell, head up, hands clasped behind his back in a military-style pose. They're all part of the jail's special residential substance abuse treatment program, called RSAT.
You know, the inmates that are in the RSAT program are in their own separate housing unit.
That's Sheriff Bill Cummings. For 18 years, he's led the program to get inmates off drugs and alcohol.
They dress differently. They're not in jumpsuits like the other inmates in the facility are.
They're also treated differently with behavioral therapy and drug education. It's a big job. And so in 2012, Sheriff Cummings took a leap and started one of the first programs in the country to offer a unique form of medication, the drug Vivitrol.
Vivitrol is an injection that lasts for a month. And what it does is it deadens the receptors in the brain that give you the euphoria from drugs or alcohol.
Vivitrol isn't like the traditional opioid medications methadone or Suboxone, which are taken every day. And as narcotics, they can be abused or even sold illegally. Not so with Vivitrol.
First of all, it can reduce cravings, particularly for alcohol, but also slightly for narcotics.
Dr. Warren Ferguson is director of the Health and Criminal Justice Program at the University of Massachusetts.
More importantly, the other thing it does is it will prevent anybody who uses narcotics to actually get high or significantly reduce the high. And perhaps most importantly of all, it will prevent overdose and death.
Dr. Ferguson's working with Barnstable County Jail and other correctional facilities to study opioid treatments. He says medicating inmates is taboo, but shouldn't be, especially because inmates are far more likely to overdose in the first weeks after they're released.
Abstinence alone does not cure addiction. People need treatment.
It's almost like training wheels. If you really want this and you're ready, this is it right here.
Inmate Jermaine Jackson is just days from getting out. A 40-year-old father of four, he spent much of his adult life abusing alcohol and drugs, including heroin. Jackson's just completed his second attempt at Barnstable's RSAT program. The first time, he didn't use Vivitrol. He later relapsed and was arrested for trying to steal a TV for drug money. He completed the program again, and this time, he's asked for Vivitrol. For him, it's a safety net once he gets home.
A lot of my friends seem like they're dropping like flies. I don't know what I'm going to be walking out to. I don't know. Maybe I relapse, and there's some heroin in front of me. I don't know. But I just want to have this as an extra safeguard.
But Jackson knows Vivitrol is no wonder drug. His younger brother Corey was also recovering from opioid addiction. He'd been prescribed Vivitrol by his doctor, but after 8 months, or eight doses, treatment stopped.
And my brother had to, in turn, went back to using heroin. And he subsequently overdosed June 10th, 2016. Right at the beginning of my sentence.
A study in the New England Journal of Medicine shows the effects of Vivitrol tend to wane after treatment stops. Alkermes, the drug's manufacturer, offers the first dose free at some jails and prisons, but at $1,300 a shot, maintaining treatment isn't cheap. That's why a lot of inmates rely on Medicaid. Peter Katujan is sheriff of Middlesex County Jail, about an hour and a half north of Barnstable.
Before I became sheriff here in Middlesex, we would, as people were leaving the facility, we'd hand them a packet so they could sign up for their own Medicaid.
Katujan's Vivitrol program assigns social workers to help in the transition out of jail, making sure the largely poor, drug-addicted inmates can continue treatment at low or no cost to them. 90% of the inmates that finished the Middlesex program were enrolled in the state's Medicaid.
those that get out that have coverage of insurance, especially for that, including mental health and substance abuse, they have a 33% lower rate of recidivism than those that don't have health care.
Without Medicaid, the program would likely crumble. Back in Barnstable County, inmate Jermaine Jackson is feeling sluggish but hopeful after his first Vivitrol shot. Soon, he'll be on the outside with the memory of his brother Corey to motivate him.
He was a big outdoorsman, loved building houses, working with his hands. I don't know, man. I miss him a lot. I just want to make him proud. That's all.
And with a little help, Jackson's confident he can do that. For Here and Now, I'm Dean Russell.